This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague, co-host, and very good friend. And our friend is Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute, who's going to help us advance a story that is difficult because it keeps disappearing when I read the headlines. A man named Chin Gong, remember him? He has disappeared. And I mean disappeared. He's not on websites. He's not mentioned. I'm ready to see the video of Chin Gong as ambassador to the United States shooting foul shots at a Washington Wizards game. I'm ready to imagine that that video is going to disappear so that the baskets are made by somebody who doesn't exist. Charles, this is a demonstration of the Chinese Communist Party to the American people. What are we learning from disappearing a man who was on his way up, a young man with good English skills, picked by Xi Jinping to lead the foreign ministry? What is the lesson learned? Good evening to you, Charles.
Good evening. Well, I mean, I think one thing is that the fact that he was picked by Xi Jinping, you know, was rapidly promoted through the system to this very senior post, suggests that there's something going on in the higher levels of Chinese communism beyond whether or not Mr. Chin had a relationship with a very attractive Phoenix TV reporter, and whether or not the child that she is shown holding is his, that in fact this could be indicative of some serious problems within the regime. And so, you know, the fact that he's disappearing is consistent with this kind of communist tradition. You know, one remembers all the pictures of historical events in the Soviet Union where people are lined up and you find that there are too many shoes against the number of heads. And so he's now being digitally erased from the Chinese websites. And I don't know the extent to which this will take, but will he be listed as having been an ambassador to the United States from the Chinese point of view, or is that also never having happened? So it does, I guess, give us a notion of the nature of that regime and our ability to deal with it if, in fact, they can take facts that objectively exist and cause them to no longer exist. And the scary idea that people will deny that Chin Gong did things that he did because of the imperative of the current political struggle, whatever it may be within China.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, having a mistress and a child out of wedlock has never really been considered a sin among senior Communist Party leaders. So something's going on here. One of the ways to attack a leader in Chinese communist politics is to go after his supporters. And Chin Gong clearly was a supporter and protege of Xi Jinping. So the question is, do you think somebody is going after the Chinese leader himself?
Yes, I think that this is what we're really looking at. I mean, the idea that someone who gets on the wrong side of political struggle is shown to have received bribes, evaded tax, and engaged in immoral activity is par for the course. So I think that is the side effect of the larger question that they are going after Mr. Chin because there are people that are hoping to extend this up to Mr. Xi. And so we'll see if there are other sudden disappearances of key people who have been supporting Xi at the lower levels. And this is characteristic of this kind of Stalinist political system. We've seen it throughout, even more recently in Xi's own purges of potential political rivals, where he goes for the people underneath, leaving the people in the top hollowed out and having no choice but to simply withdraw from the political struggle. So I do think that it's more about a Mr. Xi than about Mr. Qin. I think Mr. Qin is really a sacrificial lamb for larger forces. But those larger forces may lead to something positive if, in fact, we see the end of Mr. Xi as China's autocratic leader. And one hopes that whoever would assume power in his place would be someone that would be more amenable to collaboration in the global community and ceasing the inexorable move to war over Taiwan with the United States.
The economy is in what we can recognize as a serious recession, the economy. The unemployment level is very high, anecdotally only. The salaries are cut, so they have an economic crisis. Does that connect in the Chinese Communist Party to these machinations at the top? And more particularly, does that connect to the army, which I understand is a state within a state, does very well for itself? The army, as Gordon has helped me understand over the years, Charles, is the one thing that could remove an absolute leader.
Oh, I think that, you know, one needs in this kind of system, the only real effective instrument of political change is to bring out the army. And, you know, one saw this with the fall of the Gang of Four, Chairman Mao's successors in 1976. And so the idea that there could be some military movement to try and consolidate a new regime is certainly there. And the fact is that, you know, the very serious economic issues that are going on in China, for which the regime's response has been to not release the statistics, is entirely on Mr. Xi, is having purged everybody else. The buck stops with him. There is no one else to blame for things that are going wrong in the Chinese economy but Mr. Xi's domestic and international policies that have led to this situation of sanctions by the West and a turndown in confidence in the economy domestically, including the COVID fiasco. So it stands to reason there are a lot of people that would like to see the end of Mr. Xi. And the question is, how did they bring this about? And it could be that the demise or disappearance of Mr. Qin in all sorts of ways is a harbinger of things to come.
Gordon, you have a question.
We've been talking about the army, and there are, especially over the last couple of weeks, some extremely ominous reports about the fate of senior officers. There was the report of the death of the deputy of the Rocket Force, which is, some people think, was a suicide. And just today, we are seeing on Twitter the reports of the death of a senior a lieutenant general in charge of Xi Jinping's security, reported 3 months late. It's, again, unconfirmed about what happened, but clearly there are problems at the top of the Chinese military. This must be unnerving Communist Party leaders right now. Your thoughts?
You certainly would unnerve Mr. Xi, and I do think that that is the kind of thing that goes under the surface that suggests that there are serious changes taking place. You know, the standard interpretation by foreign China commentators is that Mr. Xi's position is so strong that none of this would threaten his continuing role as the supreme leader or emperor of the 21st century, as he might be. I'm inclined to think that, you know, we've seen this movie before, and leaders who appear very, very strongly in power turn out to have feet of clay. And really, Mr. Xi's policies have not been favorably received by anybody in China. Nobody wants to see the kind of return to Stalinist state-dominated repressive norms, control of culture, and extreme ideological programming, plus this insistence on treating Mr. Xi as a demigod in propaganda. You know, all of this is so far from contemporary values inside China that one could see that there would be military elements that really feel that enough is enough and they need a more modern, more realistic, more visionary, forward-looking kind of government to bring China into the future. And and allow China to be a strong power in the world, which is, of course, what the military always wants.
Charles, what are you watching for? As you say, we've been through this before with the Chinese Communist Party. The Gang of Four is the most infamous, but there are other episodes where people have disappeared or where their movement of Bo Xidilai. There was that story of the 14th Army. So are you watching for something like that, a report out of one of the provincial commanders or a missing mayor? What next, Charles? We have about a minute.
I think that what Gordon says is absolutely critical, that we have to look at what's going on with people in the army, what political leaders are visiting, what military districts, and as you say, these mysterious deaths or replacements or activities going on that are not reported, all of them are indicative of things being unstable. But in terms of, you know, what factions there are within the military, who is supporting Xi, if anybody, and who has, you know, a strong nationalistic rightist perspective on China's future or a more liberal democratic notion of China becoming a stakeholder in global affairs. We just don't have that information yet, but this may start to emerge as time goes on.
Charles Burton, he's at the McDonnell Laurie Institute. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bell.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.